as activists, we as the real people at the grassroots level, have to continue to hone our abilities to bring people together, communities together, right here on the local level, right here in the flesh. Meetings like this should be held all over the country. More people are going to be losing unemployment benefits throughout this year and next year. And when that happens, there's going to be a lot of problems and a lot of angry people. And as most people know now, that's why they're making plans for martial law. The question is, where are people going to live? And back to access, where are people going to get alternative perspectives on what's really going on the planet when they change a facility like that and they let other outside special interest groups in? So again, if you want to bring up any national stories in a couple minutes, any other issues, we can talk about that. We can talk about the Baker bailouts and things of that nature. We can talk about Obama and the Council of Governors. We can talk about body scanners. We can talk about a lot of stuff. But it is a lot of repetitive information. And this should be a year of action, where we scream literally from the local, middle, to national, international level for transparency, honesty, and accountability. And that is the mantra I'm going to get ex-staff and producers at PCN to scream from the top of their lungs. Because the reason I bring up Portland Community Media is a lot of people that watch that show on the internet. But it's more than just asking me, Alex, how can we catch your show if you're not going to be live? The question is, who can we call? What can we do to keep access access? Because they're going to call access access, but it's really not going to be access from independent producers. As I said before, other shows talking about things that you're really not interested in. And so while I got all this stuff, I got my plate full and trying to guide people in the right direction, you've got people in control of PCM that have a whole different view of where the corporation should go from here on out. And the fact is, I think they see us as useless eaters, useless producers, providing no revenue for a facility that's going broke. So before I put my own name on the line and go to the city of Portland and speak for my 3 minutes and ask them to think about access and the importance of access to the community and how much it's valued by the community, I have to also make sure in my own backyard the streets are clean, that there isn't any mismanagement of funds or racial discrimination. So, I mean, this is stuff I've been talking about on the show for years. When things get bad economically, people face more discrimination, whether it be based on their political beliefs or their color of skin, which to me is just total BS, total fallacy. I don't think there's such a thing as race. There are differences in us. Okay, we have different, shades of color to our skin, the largest organ on our body, but it's not really who we are. We're not even our names. I'm not even really Alex Ansari. I'm not really, like, the racial background of who I am. That's not why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's about who we are as people, as individuals, as souls living in human bodies. That's what reality is. Not dividing over race, not dividing over political beliefs, and not dividing over classes. That's all BS, and that's where they want us. Here's another announcement. I support Clyde Lewis's return to the radio, KUFO 10 to 12, 101.1 FM. And you should call him and you should support him. Because I do believe that things happen for a reason. We're up against great darkness at this time. I liken this to spiritual warfare, what's going on the whole planet. But when somebody gets back on the radio and they're talking on a station that usually displays devilish rock music, I'm not saying that from a Christian perspective, but usually when you got a station that usually only has one type of music, heavy rock, you know, with a bunch of lyrics you can't really understand, and the guy pops into your consciousness, Dr. Moradio, from 10 to 12, it's a beautiful thing. Because there's another man out there other than me that's planting the seeds on a larger level. I don't have to agree with Clyde Lewis on everything, but I agree with 95% of the stuff they say. And that's what's key, that's what's important. He's making people think. Now think about this, people coming back from the war, they haven't heard another perspective, or maybe they have, and they're just in the beginning stages of changing the way that they look at reality, the way that they look at this war. And they hear somebody on the radio, and you know, media is influential, and it can be used for positive purposes and dark purposes. And most of us know about the dark purposes of the media, but when there are positive uses of the media, people should be supported. And no one should forget about the power of making phone calls. For example, back to access. When people call Sam Adams, when they call Dan Sullivan, when they call the other city council members and let them know, we like Portland Community Media. In particular, the access independent part of Portland Community Media, where there's total free speech, as long as it's not getting too nasty. And every now and then, when I say the S word or F word too many times, you know, I get a talking to. But that's pretty much about it. There's no censorship over the content of what I'm saying. And that's acceptable, and that's amazing, and no one should take that for granted. And so a lot of people are going, how do you have this? How do you have this facility that are watching this on YouTube and watching shows like the one I produce outside the United States? It's because we fought for it. And so I look at this whole thing about access and the challenges we face as a microcosm for taking action. And it's something we can actually touch and affect. Like, we can do something about this. There's so many producers that have never, like, said, hey, great show, glad you informed me about this. Keep doing it. But since I started talking about people losing their jobs, discrimination, how this is not right, and people need to speak up, and if they're going to fire people that have worked there for 10 years, that are really the heart of Access TV, this place will not exist as we know it. And that's exactly what I said to all the board members of PCM last night when I got my 2 minutes. And about four other people also said the same thing. What happened after that? They asked us to leave the room for executive session. They had their executive session. They said that after executive session, they would let the producers of PCM back in the room. They never did that. So they're worried about the power of the people. This is a year where we've got to scream and fight peacefully for accountability, honesty, and transparency in every aspect of our lives and every little issue that we're dealing with. That's what we're calling for. And that's what the charge, that's what the battle cry is for this year. For people to not just simply compromise and accept what's taking place and actually do something about it. You know, there was a time, and we all remember this time, where the streets were full of protesters. No torture, none of this, no war, no bombings, and now it's like a switch. It's like another personality or demon steps in, where the collective voice of what used to be progressive Portland is now saying, you know what, there are just too many people on the planet. You know what, we just got to get on board the Copenhagen global warming agreements that are being done in Denmark. Let's just get behind that and deal with too many people on the planet, and everything's just going to be fine. I mean, it's like living in the twilight zone. But on terms of the positive, you're here and you're meeting other people that know the exact same thing that you do. I can't now go into a bar, go out anywhere, without at least having one or two conversations about consciousness or reality or the new world order or whatever, about something that's actually real and significant. Because there's a whole lot of people out there that know what we know, but they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to get organized. For now, all I know is how to provide information and speak about these things. But the ability to organize and bring people together and literally put aside personality differences, that's gold. That's almost like the mastery of the mind. That's getting something done. That's doing more than just talking about it. That's taking action.